Chris, appreciate you leading us in worship. Some of you probably, what you said to me, you probably don't know exactly where Nathan is, but some have made comments that sound like you think he's in a meeting, but he's on vacation, he and his family, it's fall break in the schools, and a lot of folks are on vacation. So he called me a while ago, and he wanted to know how the services went, and he wanted to know if anybody got offended, and if anything Denise said might. I said, no, she didn't offend anybody. I said, I might have. I tried, but I don't know if I succeeded. So I want to talk to you tonight about something that has been on my heart for several weeks now. Pastor Nathan wanted me to speak on what it means to be a Christian. So I'm deviating from that. I'm disobeying my boss to obey my real boss. And so I want to share, first of all, with you some scriptures, several passages of scripture that I've given to Bill. And if you'll bear with me, there's about 9 or 10 of them. So take a deep breath, okay? Psalm 139 says, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. The next, Psalm 138, verse 1 through 3 says, I will praise thee with my whole heart. Before the gods will I sing praise unto thee. And verse 2 says, I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth, for thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. In the day when I cried, thou answeredest me and strengthenest me with strength in my soul. Psalm 121 says, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, the Bible says. Which made, my help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Okay, next. Psalm 107, verse 1 and 2 says, O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Verse 2 says, Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Psalm 103 says, Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thy iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. Who said, make a joyful noise. Psalm 100 says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Psalm 34 says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in thee, Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Psalm 33 says, rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, for praise is comely for the upright. Praise the Lord with harp, sing unto him with the psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings. Sing unto him a new song, play skillfully with a loud noise, with a loud noise. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth, Psalm 96. Psalm 29 says, give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. All right. And Psalm 42. Let's save that for just a few minutes. I want to speak to you tonight on this subject. Seven benefits. You notice all of these are songs of praise. I want to talk to you tonight on seven benefits of praising God. There are benefits in us praising God and learning to feel comfortable in God's presence. You know, David's uninhibited praise and worship of God is remarkable, and it's refreshing and uplifting. It makes me wonder if David being so full of praise to God is not the reason that God said of him that he was a man after God's own heart. Hopefully, as we notice how David was filled with praise and how he expressed praise to God, hopefully, as followers of Jesus Christ, we will realize how important for us as well to offer praise to God, and be building habits of praise in our lives, and to do it on purpose, to do it intentionally. Things like prayer, we ought to be building those habits into our daily lives, and reading the Bible. Those things are critical to our spiritual journey, and so we ought to be engaged in building those things into our life, and let what the example that David gave us, let it encourage us not to forget, to remember that praising God is even more important in as it strengthens our, because it will strengthen our lives, it will strengthen our faith, and it will strengthen our walk with God. And so we need to learn how, as believers, to enjoy the presence of Jesus all the time, and offer praise to him. We need to learn how to enjoy him when we meet together in church, in corporate worship. We need to learn how to worship God privately, when it's just the Lord and us, and it needs to be a daily a part of our lives. So tonight I want to give you seven reasons why praising God is essential in our lives, why it's vitally important to us as believers. I call it the attitude of gratitude. We need to develop an attitude of gratitude in our daily lives. The first thing I want to mention tonight, the first reason that praising God benefits our life is that it praise lifts our spirit. When we are offering praise to God, it lifts our spirit, and it makes other people around us, when they see the joy that's in the life of a believer, it makes them wonder what they're so happy about, especially if they don't know the Lord. So praise lifts our spirit. And there in Psalm 42 and verse 5 and 6, the scripture says, "Why, my soul, are you cast down? Why so disturbed with me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God. My soul is downcast within me, therefore I will remember you from the land of the Jordan, the heights of Hermon, from Mount Mizar." So praise lifts our spirits. There's a lot for all of us to be discouraged about in the days that we live, right? All you got to do is watch the news. All you got to do is stop and think about the dangers that just living in the world that we live in today present to our families and our loved ones, and the difficulties that we have to face in life from day to day. So there's a lot to be discouraged about. But yet there also is a lot to praise God about as well. And so we need to develop that praise in our lives because it lifts our spirit. Here in Psalm 42, we are encouraged to develop praise in our life. You know, the world is not very hopeful, and the only we'll never find the hope that we need to keep rejoicing and to keep serving God and to keep encouraged. We'll never find that in the world. And so our only hope is Jesus Christ and our relationship with him. The world is looking in all the wrong places to find hope and to find joy. But if you and I know Jesus Christ, then we have found a hope. We have found a reason to enjoy, to rejoice, if we know Jesus Christ as our Savior, and praise lifts our spirits and gives us something to help others find encouragement. The second reason that praise is a benefit to believers is that praise helps us sense God's presence. When we offer praise to God, we're reminded that he is always present. He is a God of the present. He's not just the God of the past or the God of the future, but he's always right there where we are. That's why the scripture tells us that he's the great I am. Not just past or future, but he is the God of the present, and that's the reason we can find joy in him, because he is always with us. He is always present. He is always up to date. Even when we don't feel his presence, he is there, and he is always with us. That's when we don't sense his presence. That's when we need to praise him more and remind ourselves that he is always with us. Faith then is doing the right thing, doing what we ought to do, even when we don't feel like it. Is there ever times you don't feel like praising God? I'm sure there is. But living by faith means that we need to do what is right, what we know is right, even if we don't feel like doing it. Psalm 140 and verse 13 says, "Surely the righteous will praise your name, and the upright will live in your presence." The righteous shall praise your name, and the upright will live in your presence. So praise helps us to sense God's presence. Praise also enlarges our perception of God and of who He is. Jack Taylor, several years ago, wrote a book called The Hallelujah Factor. I'd recommend it to you if you ever get an opportunity to acquire that book or read it. He writes the entire book on the subject of the Hallelujah Factor and how important it is that believers practice praising God and learn to praise God in every situation because of the benefits it is to our life. And Jack Taylor said this. He said, "Praise is the result of a proper perspective." A proper perspective of God and who He is, and a proper perspective of what He wants from us. You know, when you stop and think about it and realize that God desires our praise, He wants us to worship Him. He wants us to praise Him. And so it shouldn't be difficult to us as believers to offer praise to God, because that's what He wants of us. And so praise enlarges our perception of God. When God gets bigger in our lives and in our faith, when He gets bigger in our faith, then problems get smaller. And so praise enlarges our perception of who God is. And then praise also reveals solutions to problems that we deal with from day to day that we can't see just on our own. And so when we engage in praise to God, sometimes I wake up in the middle of the night, and especially if there is something that is on my mind that has been plaguing me for days. Sometimes I'll wake up in the middle of the night, and I used to worry about it. I used to worry about not getting enough rest. I've got to get back to sleep, or I'll be worn out tomorrow. And then I realized that if I couldn't go back to sleep, oftentimes it was God speaking to me, and He wanted me to spend time with Him, to listen to His voice, to learn to recognize His voice, and allow the Spirit of God to teach me things that I could not learn in any other way. And so there are times in all of our lives praise, offering praise to God, reveals to us answers to problems, solutions that we cannot see. And so it's been my experience, if I'll spend that time in worship, if I'll spend that time praising God, that answers will just drop in my lap. God will show me things in those quiet hours alone with God. Psalm 73 And verse 16 and 17 says, David is speaking here about him having a struggle with seeing the wicked and ungodly around him, prospering and seemingly blessed with abundance and being without struggle and just having an easy time in life. And it bothered the psalmist, and he said, when I tried to understand all of this, it troubled me deeply till I entered the sanctuary of God. Then I understood their final destiny. And so here David is talking about praising God even when there are things in his life that he does not understand. And another passage, David said, while I was musing, the fire burned. He talked about going into the sanctuary of the Lord. Did we read the 17th verse also, Bill? Okay. Till I entered the sanctuary of God, and then I understood their final destiny, he says. And so David is saying that he didn't understand until he entered the presence of God, in the sanctuary of God, and then he understood, he found answers to the questions that he had. The word there, sanctuary, is a metaphor for coming into the presence of God. And so it was in worship that David found his answer. It will happen in your life and my life in the same way, as we offer praise to God, and God reveals to us solutions and answers that we cannot find any other way. I found this to happen in my own personal life. I may be wrestling with an issue about Celebrate Recovery, and the answer just doesn't seem to come. Until I spend some time alone, in the presence of God, listening to Him, and offering praise to God, and then God gives me the answers that I'm looking for. I was going through a time like that not long ago, and it seemed that God spoke to me in a time of worship, in private worship. When I listened to what God was saying, what the Spirit was saying to me, I picked up a piece of paper and wrote down my thoughts, and here's the answers that God gave me. I wrote down, challenges and changes are used by God to propel us forward and not backwards. Sometimes we get the idea challenges that we face and changes that we face are going to do us harm and are meant to do us harm, but that's not God's purpose to drive us back, but it's His purpose to push us forward, revealing new opportunities and new methods. You know, when COVID hit, it became, after a little while, it became obvious that we were going to have to take some severe measures. So things started shutting down. And we all were facing a lot of uncertainty as what that meant for us personally and what it meant for the church and the future of the church. So for a while, we shut down public services for just a few weeks. But during all of that, Instead of God allowing it to drive us back and to cause us to have a setback as a church, new doors started opening, live streaming, and now we're reaching more people with the gospel than we were ever able to reach before. So it was God's purpose to propel us forward and to learn new methods and new strategies and to discover new gifts in our lives, to rearrange our priorities and have new objectives for our lives that would enable us to glorify God, to have new goals, to be strengthened, to see our weaknesses revealed. You know, sometimes we need to see what our weaknesses are before we can ever move forward and move beyond them. And so there are many benefits when we go through times like that if we allow it to push us closer to God. And if instead of being discouraged, we start hunkering down and focusing on praising God and drawing closer to Him, He's going to do some great things in our life. He's going to call attention sometimes to our past blind spots, things that we haven't been able to recognize in our life, things He wants to do in our life. So in other words, God harnesses those things and He transforms them for our good and for His glory. And it's all a part of His plan for our life. So praise reveals, if we'll keep on praising God and living in His presence and reminding ourselves how big our God is, He'll do great works in our life, even in times when we're confused about what really is taking place. And then praise helps us remember God's blessings. Sometimes it overwhelms me when I stop and think about how good God has been to me. Sometimes I'll just walk out on the front porch and look out across the countryside, and dozens and dozens of things will come to my mind that God has brought about, that's so richly blessed my life that it's far beyond anything I ever began to imagine. So it helps us remember the blessings of God. When our minds are on problems, they seem to be so big that it's all we can think about is those problems. Believe it or not, every once in a while my wife and I have a disagreement. We may not be too happy with one another for a little while. I've always felt that very powerfully in my life, especially in the ministry. At times when we were having a disagreement and my mind was focused on that, and it seemed to be a huge problem, and it hindered my effectiveness as a pastor. It hindered my effectiveness in my prayer life. And so sometimes problems can seem so big and so overwhelming. But praise, if we will practice praise, praise will remind us that not everything taking place in our life is bad. Even when the problems seem to be so great, not everything is bad. I was thinking about that today, and I got to thinking about David when he was just a young boy and was sent out to the battlefield to take food to his brothers. And he found them all cringing in fear. And the reason was Goliath, the huge giant that came out challenging them to send out their champion to fight against him. And whoever won would win the battle for their entire nation. And David was alarmed that no one had the courage to go out and fight the giant. And so David, as a young boy, I'm sure realized his inadequacies and his weakness and his inexperience. But one of the things that sticks out to me is that he didn't focus on how big Goliath was. He could have. And it could have defeated him before he ever got started. But instead of focusing on how big Goliath was, David started remembering how God had used him to kill the bear and to kill the lion. And he said, if God can do that, then he can enable me to whip this evil giant as well. And so, praising God helps us remember the blessings of God, and praise helps us to remember who we are and to remember who God is as well, who our God is. In Psalm 105 and verse 1 through 5, the psalmist said this: give praise to the Lord, proclaim his name, make known among the nations what he has done. Sing to him, sing praise to him, tell all of his wonderful acts. Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Look to the Lord and his strength. Seek his face always. Remember the wonders he has done, his miracles, and the judgments he pronounced. And so, praise helps us remember the miracles. Have you ever seen a miracle? Praise helps. We've got one sitting right here. Pastor Rudd. He helps us remember those miracles. The wonders that we have seen. If I could only, the thing that causes me the greatest anxiety, that I'll lose some of those memories, you know, of the greatness of God and the wonders that he has performed in my life, and the awesome things that I've experienced. Listen, I never dreamed that God would do the things in my life and through me that he has done. I never envisioned that. And it still just absolutely astounds me when I remember what God has done. And praising him helps me remember those things that he has done in my life. Praise also accesses God's protection. I'd never noticed that until just recently. We need to learn to praise God for the answers that he has given us in the past. It strengthens our faith. And when we praise God for what he's done, when we thank him and it draws us closer to him, then I believe God rejoices in that. I believe he starts to fight for us when we praise him, even when we sometimes are facing a difficult situation and we begin to praise God before we ever see the answer to our prayers. And we begin to thank him for it. I believe God begins starts to fight for us when we start giving him praise and believing for the things that we've asked for. Here's a powerful passage of scripture that's always stirred my heart. It's in 2 Chronicles chapter 20. And let me just read some of it. I didn't give it to Brother Bill, but let me just read some of it for you. The situation is this. There were three of the notorious enemies of Israel that had joined together to fight against Israel. Three enemy nations had them far outnumbered. They had no chance whatever to defeat them except for their hope in God. And so here's what this passage says. And he said, "Hearken ye, all Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours but God's. If you now trust him and praise him, the battle is not ours, it is his. Tomorrow," he goes on and says, "tomorrow you go down against them. Behold, they come up by the cliff of Ziz, and you shall find them at the end of the brook, before the wilderness of Jezreel. You shall not need to fight in this battle." He said, don't even worry about it. You're not going to have to fight in this battle. "Set yourself, stand you still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you. O Judah and Jerusalem, fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you." And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and Judah and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord. Guess what they were doing? Worshiping the Lord, praising the Lord. And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. And the Levites, of the children of the Kohathites and of the children of the Korites, stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with a loud voice on high. And they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness to Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, "Hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall you be established. Believe his prophets, so shall you prosper." And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord, and that should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army, and to say, "Praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever." And when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushes against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were coming against Judah, and they were smitten. So God fought for the people of Israel. The worship team went out and led the army in the battle. And they defeated their enemies without even engaging in the fight. God defeated them. Why? Because they praised God and trusted him. And he gave them his protection. Let me tell you something. He wants to fight your battles as well. And he will fight your battles if you will learn to praise him, and praise him even before he engages and fights your battles against your enemies. So praise accesses God's protection, and then praise breaks chains. and opens doors. You know, there are things that hold every one of us back from being everything that God wants us to be, things that fight against us. Sometimes we feel stuck. We're not getting anywhere. Sometimes it seems like nothing is changing in our situation. And I want to tell you something. When that takes place, there is no better time than that to praise God and to put your trust in Him, to stand back and see the salvation of the Lord. You know, I was thinking also about Hezekiah at a time when there were the enemies. I think it was the Syrians who came out against Israel, and they arrayed their armies surrounding Israel, and their general sent a letter to Hezekiah the king. And he said, "Now I know you are trusting God, and you think He's going to deliver you." But he said, "God has the gods of the other nations that we've come against did not deliver them, and neither is your God going to deliver you. We're going to conquer you. You may as well go ahead and surrender." Well, when Hezekiah got a hold of this letter, the Bible says after he read it, you could see the fire in his eyes. He was angry. And he put on sackcloth and ashes, but he marched out of the palace and marched to the house of God and went into the presence of God and laid that letter down on the altar and said, "God, I want to show you what this heathen general has said about you." And then it's almost like he said, "I want to know what you're going to do about it." And the Bible says that God delivered them, the Syrians, into Israel's hands. And so, you know, I don't know about you, but the longer I live and the more I learn to trust God, when I face difficult circumstances, it excites me anymore. People probably think I'm crazy, but... Yeah, Thomas gets worried sometimes, but situations excite me because I feel the same way Hezekiah did. I'm saying, "Okay, God, what are you going to do now?" And you know what? He always comes through. He's never ever let me down. He's never failed in any way. And so it excites me because it tells me I'm going to get to see God do something miraculous. I'm going to get to see God show His power and show His what He can do in the face of impossible situations. And so it thrills me. I was thinking, I'm going to close. I'm almost finished. Don't get worried. I was thinking about... Paul and Silas in Acts chapter 16 and verse 26. It says, here they were in jail, and the doors were locked. They didn't know what their future held. And the Bible says, suddenly, it says that they started singing. I must not have given you one of the verses. They started singing songs and praising God. And the Bible says when they did that, suddenly there was such a violent earthquake that the foundations of the prisons were shaken. All at once, the prison doors flew open and everyone's chains came loose. They sang praises, and God broke their chains and opened the doors. And I want to tell you tonight, that's what God will do for you and I when we learn to praise Him in every situation. And that's the answer to every situation. Here's my challenge to you tonight. There's a whole lot of other things we could say about the benefits of praise, but we'll leave it there. Here's the challenge I want to give you tonight. On purpose, decide to make praise a daily activity. Spend time purposely, intentionally praising God. I want to tell you this. If you don't know how to praise God publicly or privately, you'll never praise Him publicly. I praise God when I wake up in the middle of the night. I praise God when I walk out on the front porch in the morning. When I get out of bed, I praise God. I praise Him especially when bad times come, when difficult things come. There's no time that it's not a good thing to do. We ought to always be praising God. And we ought to do it on purpose and make it a daily habit of it. I want you to know it works if you work it. God wants you to praise Him. God wants us to praise Him. And He wants us to make it a habit of praise. And if we will do that, you will begin to see God doing things in our lives that we have never, ever experienced before. I want to tell you, my life gets more exciting the older I get. Because God reveals Himself more and more and more in my life. And so make it a habit. I want to challenge you to make it a habit in your life. And then encourage others to make it a habit in their lives as well. I know some people will say, okay, I know we ought to praise God, but sometimes I just don't feel like praising God. It ain't about feeling. It's about faith. The Bible says, the just shall live by faith. The Bible also says, for we walk by faith and not by sight. It's not about feeling. I used to talk to people who thought it was hypocritical to praise God if you didn't feel like it. Now, give me chapter and verse on that one. It's not about feeling, it's about believing. It's about believing God's word and believing that it's true. So here's my prescription for you. Go home tonight. Before you go to bed, get your Bible out and read 5 Psalms. Then go to bed and think about what you read. Meditate on it. Let it sink in. Let God speak to you about it. Then get up in the morning and sometime tomorrow read 5 more Psalms. And go to bed meditating on that Monday night. And do that every day for a week. And if it does not encourage your heart and strengthen your faith and bless you, then there's no hope for you. Right? Try it. I challenge you to try it. You can read through the entire Psalms in 30 days. And as you read the Psalms, and day after day after day, if it doesn't ring your bell, if it doesn't make you want to get in on what David is talking about, then maybe you need to get right with God. I challenge you. Practice praise. Practice it on a daily basis, and you'll see God do great things in your life and through you. Hallelujah to Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah to Jesus. Let's close with prayer.